Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Another mass shooting in America, and everyone, of course, says, how, why, what can we do to stop this sort of thing from happening, as we always do, yet not a whole lot ever takes place. Lots of warning signs with this man, and we're already learning that very early on. Warning signs of him being in a mental health facility for 2 weeks this last summer, making terroristic claims against a army training camp in Maine, threatening to blow it up, and getting out of that mental health facility with weapons fully available to him. Joining me to discuss, Dr. John Delatorre. John, I know the frustration is there, because here we go. It's another one with potential warning signs. There's really, I think, no one specifically to blame here other than the man who took the action of doing this, Robert Card, allegedly. But beyond that, again, lots of signs. Say something or see something, say something. A lot of people did see something, said something, and here we are. What's your thoughts?
Well, yes. Number one, the main person to blame, because I don't want to say the only person.
Sure.
The main person to blame is the person who perpetrated this. Mm-hmm. But we as a society are also to blame for this. We are constantly filling our minds full of misinformation and disinformation. We are constantly polarized. We assume that if someone is mentally ill, that automatically means that they're going to engage in an act of predatory violence, when that is not true. We believe that we have this, you know, unassailable right to have weapons just because a piece of paper says so. When the reality is that piece of paper has been limited in many of the rights that it says that we have. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that we don't live in the society that was present when that piece of paper was written. And we have to start thinking about it more in what was the intention of the founders and the framers when they wrote the Constitution, as opposed to what does it strictly say? Because by strictly saying these kinds of things, I think we allow access to weapons to people who should not have them.
Mm-hmm. And this seems to be a case where, I don't know, I'm not surprised, but I am a little bit, where obviously he was a firearms instructor, but he made terroristic threats to shoot up a National Guard base in Maine, said he was hearing voices, then is released, still has access to the weapons. Is that one of those things where it's voluntary and it's up to that person to turn them in? Or does anyone go and check on that sort of thing? Or was there even a requirement to turn anything like that in for someone like this?
There are no red flag laws in Maine, which is the problem. Because once again, it's not the weapon itself,
no.
Right? Clearly, this guy is trained to handle a weapon. So
yeah.
On its surface, there's no reason to assume that he can't handle himself and can't use the weapon appropriately. Mm-hmm. But other things happen inside a person's life that, despite whatever training that they have, can easily be swayed and corrupted into doing something else that he maybe did not want to do. And so we need to have an outside force, an objective institution like a red flag law to say, hey, wait a minute, someone's got to go check in on this guy. I don't think he was psychotic. I know he said that he was hearing voices, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he was psychotic. But the moment that he went into a psychiatric facility, some psychologist outside of the facility, someone who's trained in threat assessment, should have given this guy once over, given an evaluation to look at whether or not he should actually have his weapons taken from him. And sometimes that you can have stuff taken from you. You can. If there's probable cause to have that stuff taken from you, a warrant can be signed and your property can be seized. That's there. Even though in the Constitution it says property shouldn't be seized, but under probable cause it can be. Mm-hmm. So I think if there was more opportunity, more regulation for some of these individuals that we have concern about having access to weapons, access is the key here.
Yeah.
That then maybe something like this would not have happened.
I know the next argument will be made, well, if they took him away, he'd still find a way of getting him. Probably. That's probably right. But at least it would have created a road bump or a speed bump for him. I hate the argument of, well, it's still get. Yeah, but if you hit enough speed bumps, if there's enough speed bumps, your car eventually falls apart if you keep going over them. Same with people. You create enough speed bumps, it at the very least slows them down a bit, a lot more, quite a bit more. It seems that, you know, these bumps may have been there or just, you know, not in the road at the time where they should have been to help facilitate this individual not having access to this sort of thing when some sort of delusion said, let's go kill everyone at the bowling alley and restaurant down the road. With that being said, it seems like we do have some systems in place, but they're just not exercised.
Well, I think everyone believes in the concept of freedom and mm-hmm. what it means, right? That no one wants someone else telling them what to do at any point in their life. But the reality is that sometimes someone else, you do have to come in and they do have to step in and they do have to say, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe you can't have this right now. That's not forever. Maybe later on you get some treatment or you get like something. There's some kind of intervention that occurs that maybe you can get the freedom back. But just because someone is, you know, so used, you know, I bleed red, white, and blue, and the eagle, you know, has a tear whenever I speak or whatever nonsense that is. That's propagandist is what that is. That's nationalist is what it is. That's not the real concept that the founders and the framers and the fathers of our country actually wanted us to have. Mm-hmm. They didn't want tyranny. And right now we are experiencing the building blocks of what is a tyrannical society.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any, I mean, there's no clear way of doing this, but it's going back to, I think, beyond just here's gun control, we have to go back very much more deep to identify these sort of things or have some sort of system in place, but that requires a lot of societal change and acceptance of that sort of change on a whole for us to, I think, combat some of these things. Otherwise, we're going to keep seeing them, are we not?
Yeah, it's not the guns.
No.
It is not the guns. It is the access to the guns. Someone can find a way to hurt and kill someone else, doesn't require a gun to do so. But our society in particular has made guns so accessible that this is the way it happens in our society. That if we find structural ways and societal ways of combating a lot of the issues that are at play, then perhaps it won't be the guns at all. Perhaps anyone and everyone can have a weapon and no mass violence occurs. That their societies do have that. They do exist, but it's not ours.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.